You ever fart and it hurts?
I farted and it was wet, but I've never farted and it hurts.
That was
talk to somebody about that.
Soy over capacity. My kinetic team. Maximum velocity.
Alright, so if you have a horrible pain in your chest, don't worry. It's not an alien. It's New Soundwave. Welcome. This is episode, I don't know, what is it?
18.
I don't care.
It can, 18. It's legal now. Woo!
Number between 10
Woo-hoo!
And 100.
Alright.
Alright. So
welcome
with me
to
I have...
too many.
Probably.
Somebody giving a fax?
Yes.
That still happened.
This just in.
So with me I have our usual exciting crew of people. Coming down the list, that's going to include Brian Kilby, Chris Triplett, Ender. Hey, Ender.
Hey.
John DeLuna, Rob. Welcome. Welcome all.
Oh,
okay.
Metal.
Good to be here.
All
Did
right.
you just pass some metal, Rob?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
No, it's a mystery solved.
Too there much information.
So, we here at New Soundwave are going to get right to the nitty-gritty. Brian.
Too much information.
Tell me about Matty Collector.
Oh, jeez.
Matty Collector's great.
Censor yourself. Censor yourself.
Serenity now.
Matty Collector just wasted 45 minutes of my lunch hour and, you know, raised my blood pressure about 50 points. Other than that, you know, big deal. And they also have really crappy business practices and they're stupid. But man, I really wanted the mech. I really wanted the trap jaw. That's like the one toy that I wanted. Chris, I told Chris, I really want a trap jaw. I mean, that's probably like the first thing I said when I heard about the Matty Collector.
Yeah.
Master Universe Classic line. I really want a trap jaw. He's my favorite master. He and Ram Man are my two favorite Masters of the Universe characters.
Man,
that's awesome.
So for people who have no idea what you're talking about, what's the deal? What's going on?
Monthly on MattyCollector.com, which is the fan store for Mattel collectors, they have a Masters of the Universe Classics line, which applies new toy-making technology, new non-crappy toy-making technology, unlike the 2002 line, to classic Masters of the Universe characters. And supplies are limited. They're $20 a pop. And you go on at noon Eastern on the 15th of the month. Typically, this was a holiday, and you buy your toy. Well, this month, the site is always slow, but this month it was exceptionally slow. I literally sat there for 45 minutes waiting for my order to process. There are multiple gaps in their online network. If the item sells out, you have to go in and then remove it from your cart instead of them removing it for you before you can proceed. Of course, when you hit that remove button, you have to wait another 10 minutes for it to process. Then you have to process the checkout again, and it's death, and I hate it. And I probably will never buy anything again from MattyCollector.com again. Thank you. I'm angry, but not Ender angry.
Not Ender angry, right?
Who's Ender angry? I mean, really.
So does Ender want to kill somebody angry? Is that how angry he
no,
is?
No, he wrote a 6-paragraph statement on it.
His opus.
It's a declaration of war.
Please feel free to listen.
Yeah, listen to Radio Free Cybertron. You can hear Ender's declaration of war.
Ender,
I like that.
Give us a shortened version of said rant.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So, Brian, are you saying you're still going to pursue the toys, just not through Matty Collector?
If I purchase the toys, it will not be through Matty Collector unless they completely turn around their business model, which they're not, or their online model. They're not going to do that.
If it's too hard to buy something, that makes me not want it anymore. And, yeah, I want you to buy this. Well, let me buy it then, please. It's just that simple. If you don't let me buy it, how do you expect me to buy it?
Hey, Ender, why don't you go ahead and just insert your rant? Because I think the fans want to hear it again.
I think you just pull it out of the other show and drop it here.
Okay, I'll do that.
Insert,
I
like edit.
I think it was just saying, the only way I could shorten it, I need everyone to imagine this for me. If you have me standing in front of the dude in the Matty Collector helmet thing with the little smug look on his face and the crown in front of a pit and I'll just yell, "This is Radio Free Soundwave!" Bam! And kick him into the pit. That's all I can say. I deliberately combined
the names.
There.
You know, in the original book, he just says, "This is Sparta." And it was way more awesome, but I get your point.
You know, yeah. This is Sparta.
So, Andrew, are you going to do this again next month?
Yeah. God, awesome. Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know, in the rant, there's, you know, the second paragraph is how good the toys are. I mean, these are great things, and it sucks to be like, I want to vote with my dollar and tell these people I don't want them to be dicks anymore. But on the other hand, it's like, but to do that, what I really end up doing is denying myself something really cool and having a really minimal impact on these jerkwads.
Yeah.
So they continue to roll in dough, and I don't get my toys.
And they don't care who buys them as long as someone buys them. They don't care if it's a scalper.
The scalpers will show up and buy the toy I was going to buy. They're not going to have any trouble selling this thing.
Now, the subscriptions are going to cover all the figures now? Is that what they were
2011,
saying?
2011, they're implying that.
Okay.
For like $7,000.
Another year for them to pretend to do their jobs.
Yeah, but like I was telling you, Brian, I don't want He-Man's mom, so I'm not setting up for a subscription.
Yeah.
He-Man wants your mom, though.
You want
He-Man had your mom.
All right, so
He-Man's mom
Star Wars.
No,
Star Wars Adidas. For you, yes. You can
check
buy
out my stinks, y'all.
Right. Star Wars themed Adidas now.
Why would I buy those?
So you could
for $75? Yeah, I mean that's gotta be a steal.
Does it play the music?
No, see here's how you do it. You put them on and then you do like a John Travolta strut down the world, like the hallway and go dun 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 dun, and then like people are like, "Man, he must be cool," and they look up, no, he's not. You've got Star Wars shoes on.
You buy replicas of Vader's boots. I mean, seriously.
Do your sneakers light up when you walk there, little guy?
You know, this kind of stuff irritates me just from the fact that I feel like geekery should be, you know, left to the geeks. And so I don't know how I feel about, like, you know, mainstream people trying
how,
to make
how geeky
make
is Star
stuff.
Wars, though, seriously? I mean, it's as
that's
mainstream
pretty mainstream
as
anymore.
It's mainstream, but at its heart, it's still geeky. I mean, I guess I wouldn't want it to change at its core. Like the core of Star Wars fandom, I would never want that to, like, change or be attacked. And so, I don't know.
I mean, I guess armless. A Megatron Luau shirt, it's like me wanting to kick someone in the balls who's wearing one of those. It's like, you are, you know, outside of BotCon, it's like, you're not a nerd. You're just wearing a shirt. But,
perfect
you know,
story about that. Like today, one of the girls at work, like, had this Transformers hoodie zip down thing on, and she was like, "Yeah, I got this, and I thought about you. It reminded me of your whatever when she got it." I was like, "Oh yeah, cool. Where'd you get it?" Like I had to ask, right? Where did she buy it?
My pocket.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, "That's awesome." Like, okay.
I remember going through a drive-thru at Burger King. And the checkout lady saw my Autobot sticker on the side of my car and goes, "Is that Transformers?" And I was like, "Yeah." "Oh, you know how I knew that?" "How?" "Remember that scene on the movie when it was on the dude's car's steering wheel?" It's like, "I think I've had this sticker when you were a child."
Yeah. There's a certain horror to being a lifelong Star Wars fan in that there was a point like before the re-release, between like 1985 and the re-release of the first three movies. It was just hardcore dorkery. Yeah. It was, you know, anything you had to do with Star Wars, you know, people would make fun of you for. It was something you made jokes about. Like maybe somebody would get a Chewie or a Force joke if you were lucky. You know, I would have bought a set of toothpicks if it said Star Wars on it because there was nothing out there for like that entire period of time. And all of a sudden the re-releases came out and it was like the coolest thing ever. And all these people who've been making fun of you for like, you know, 15 years were like, "I love Star Wars." And they were everywhere, and the toys were everywhere, and you could, you know, it was like the Spaceballs joke about merchandising suddenly stopped being a joke and came true, and there was like, "Spaceballs, the toilet paper!" It was everywhere. Yes. And it's kind of remained like that. It was only interrupted by the lameness of the prequels, and it's kind of recovering from that, I feel like, right now.
You know, the fact that they do
them. So cool. It was so cool at one point. Just before episode one came out, my friend got pulled over on his way to go see the movie. And when asked by the cop why he was speeding, he said, "I'm on my way to go see Star Wars." He said, "Go, boy, go," and told him to drive off. Because Star Wars was that cool. There was that Austin Powers ad that was like, if you see one movie this summer, see Star Wars. If you see two, see ours. Because
the coolness
of Star Wars was incontestable. And then came Jar Jar Binks. And
I think those every weekend marathons of the entire series, all six movies, isn't helping Star Wars either on Spike. It's like, hey, Star Wars is on this weekend. Cool. What channel? Spike.
Really? Spike is just the new USA in that way.
Yeah, pretty much. Right,
great. I got to watch. Can I TiVo it fast forward past the commercials?
So speaking of awesome stuff on TV, Batman Brave and the Bold.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic.
Oh, my God. It was so awesome.
Super Batman.
And the Super Batman was Batman.
Yes.
Yep. I totally expected the Kevin Conroy Batman to have all the superpowers, but no. The Super Batman was our Batman. I loved that.
I thought, even for being a Superman hater, I thought it was kind of interesting to see, you know, what would happen if Batman were Superman like. And it turned out that he hated it too.
Yeah.
I was like, yes! hate Superman!
What really impressed me was the fact that they were able to get Dana Delaney and Clancy Brown in on the show to do the voices for Rotul and whatever they called Lois, I can't even remember.
Something with a V.
Vizial-A or something.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I'd seen this.
Oh, it was fantastic, dude.
It's worth a watch. Even if you don't really watch the series...
I'm just kind of getting into it. I really want to now. I just haven't had any.
The show is consistently better than Batman the Animated Series. It hasn't quite reached the heights of Batman the Animated Series.
That's a bold claim.
But Batman the Animated Series, for every great episode, there were four or five terrible episodes.
Yeah. Brave and the Bold was pretty much good from the start.
Brave and the Bold is consistently good. I can only think of maybe one episode that I don't like. I honestly have to fast forward through most of my Batman the Animated Series DVDs. Because it's mostly the early Batman stuff on Fox is either boring or the stuff that when it went to WB is just over the top and unwatchable.
To be fair, though, they had to figure out how to make this show, and that's kind of where Batman the Animated Series is helping.
That's exactly the thing. DC has really – the DC Animated Group at Warner Brothers has really sharpened their game, and they started at Batman the Animated Series. There's really no way – that Batman the Animated Series could ultimately compare because all the talent and everything that's been developed during the course of, you know, that and Justice League, Batman Beyond. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shows are going to get better and better and better, and they are. It's a different look, and TFG1 Mike and I always argue back and forth, like on Twitter, about it. But, I mean, you know, if you don't
he needs to watch the episode with Batmite. Maybe that'll explain
it. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like that Batman, you know... I guess I can understand why you don't like it, but man, the quality, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yes. I watched a few clips of it initially and found it a little goofy.
It's an acquired taste.
Not
that I'm against that, but like, as for being a Batman thing, I mean, like, I always, anytime they do something where it's like, and now Batman's in space, I'm just like completely lost. I'm just like, what is Batman doing here?
Batman's in space.
When they start including a lot of, you know, extra suspension of disbelief, it doesn't seem to fit in Batman as well for me.
Matches Malone in space.
was fantastic.
That was awesome.
That's the most awesome thing that's ever been conceived by a human being.
What was the episode where Batman and Plastic Man were like, and Gorilla Grodd robbed a cruise boat, and Plastic Man, did you just see that? He goes, yes, he just robbed, Gorilla Grodd just robbed that boat. He goes, no, it was a gorilla riding a dinosaur. Seriously?
Nice.
It like breaks the fourth wall. So like, yeah, no, really, Gorilla Grodd's ridiculous. But anyway, let's get back to fighting him.
He's a great Flash villain.
Oh yeah. But at the same time, it's like, here's Batman, pal, zip, pal. You guys like superpowers? You liked, you know, '60s, '70s, early '80s before they decided to make him gothy again.
Right. Batman's been gothic since the '60s.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I like my gothy Batman.
Yeah,
I do too. But you know what? I also like my superpowers, Batman.
Well, the thing is,
okay, I don't think I like my superpowers better.
Okay, when you watch, it's a matter of having your cake and eating it too. You're watching Batman on Justice League, and you want your Batman to be a detective. That's great; he's a detective. But you want your Batman also to be the greatest, you know, martial artist on Earth. Okay, he's that too. You want your Batman to be the smartest guy on Earth. Okay, he's that too. Batman Brave and the Bold is like, yeah, Batman's all those things, but isn't it kind of silly that one dude is, you know, all the best stuff at everything?
It's just fantastic absurdity is what it is. It's brilliant.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's not going to last forever. It'll probably go three seasons, and they'll do something else, and I don't care.
Yeah.
It's better than the Batman.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than going Batman back to the dark again.
Yeah. So speaking of things that aren't awesome and seem to go on forever, Mortal Kombat is getting a new movie.
What a
at any price necessary, apparently.
Mortal Kombat's getting a new movie? Oh my god.
Yes. Well, hey, so, Tekken's getting a movie. Why not, I guess?
You know.
And it looks terrible.
So what's the story on this? Warner Brothers is having to sue to get the
development? Well, that, you know, a group of investors basically bought the rights to the Mortal Kombat movie, and now Warner Brothers is kind of getting in the way, but they're suing Warner Brothers because they're so determined to make a new Mortal Kombat movie.
Because the others were so awesome.
Yeah. I love the first Mortal Kombat movie.
They got to get Christopher Lambert.
It's cheesy, but I love the first Mortal Kombat movie. The second Mortal Kombat movie, I think, is probably the worst thing I ever saw in a theater, except maybe Batman and Robin. Like, how they got into a theater, like, boggled my mind. You know, that was a movie my friends and I heckled on opening night, and no one complained.
You know, sometimes, you know, we'll make it a side conversation in another show. But I need to tell you why Batman and Robin is the best of the original Batman movies, but we'll talk about that later.
I want to hear that. That's awesome. Okay, so I got to have this explained to me slowly because I'm not a Sonic person. So Sonic 4 is not being developed, but we have Sonic 4 screenshots.
It's not being developed by Sega. It's being developed by another developer.
So this
will
is
be
an outside deal. Okay, so we'll start with Sega not developing Sonic 4 then. This is news then.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, apparently.
It's not the biggest deal.
It's not hard to make a Sonic game. It's been hard for Sega to make a Sonic game. So why not
ask Sega.
Yeah, it's like say your favorite actor plays the same role over and over and over, and you're used to that actor playing. But you know what? The last 20 movies in that role have been terrible.
It's like Pierce Brosnan was a crappy Bond, so let's give it to somebody else.
Yeah, it's like, great.
Did any of you guys see the leaked footage? What did you think about it?
It looked like a new Super Mario Brothers meets Sonic. It wasn't as. It was basically like if you went back in time and asked somebody, "Hey, what's Sonic going to look like in 15 years?" They would say this.
Like Sonic, if you'd ask someone in the 90s, "What will Sonic look like?" And,
probably the best thing for this game is have someone other than Sega make it, so they can go like, "No. We're making a sequel to Sonic 3, not Sonic Battle Network 5 Core with the racers."
And Sega will come in and say, "But there needs to be a werewolf," and they'll say, "No."
As long as it starts with a Sega chime that you know we all know and knew and love from the Genesis, Sega, I'll be happy.
That's all that matters.
Just about as far as anyone's really going to play.
And maybe get rid of the horrible 3D Sega music, you know, the past couple of years of whatever, or past decade of whatever the crap that is playing while you're trying to play your game. You're like, what? Is that a rap song while I'm running around with Knuckles?
You know, if Sega had just like tweaked Sonic Adventure a little bit and had gone in that direction, you know, I would be happy. Because Sonic Adventure, upon first playing, was great, and it's still fun today, but it's just they progressively get worse.
Sonic Adventure was fun, but they keep getting new ideas that don't work out. And how do you fix it? Well, let's add more to what didn't work out.
Like, how do we lock on a disc? We can't, so let's do something.
Let's add a couple of more characters, but let's make sure the characters people didn't like are still there. Here's an idea. How about Sonic runs around and gets rings?
Yes. So, speaking of gaming news, the next DS may get tilt controls.
What the crap? Are we talking about the DS XL, or what are we talking about?
We're talking about the next thing.
Eventual next handheld.
Wonderful. I want to tilt the DS and drop it while I'm playing a game.
No kidding.
That's right. I'm going to fling around my handheld.
How much more gas does the DS have? Like, how much more juice does that thing have before they really do need to?
A lot. It's like probably
so they really should be in a rush.
How long did it hold on to Game Boy?
20 years.
Yeah, really. Oh, my God.
With the XL, or is it? It's called the XL, isn't it?
Yeah.
XL in Japan. Is that what they're going to call it here if it comes out?
I may have to buy that thing because
I'm buying it. I'll probably buy two, and if my kids are of age, I'll buy more.
Yeah, I mean, I love my DSi. I mean, my DS Lite. It's the greatest thing ever. But increasingly, the DSi is looking more and more like something you kind of got to have. And if they make it bigger, that's a must buy.
Yeah. I love my DSi. I'd like an XL, but right now I'm like, oh, God, I just bought this thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure they get that XL than a regular DSi at this point.
Yeah, I might wait a few years to get an XL because I reserved mine, went to the Midnight Opener Party, got my DSi. I was excited. I did the same thing for the Lite. And I'm like, you know what? I just got this a year ago. You know, I got invited to a Nintendo invitee party for the XI. I mean, the DSi. The XL now is coming out. I just got this thing a year ago. Let me enjoy it a little bit longer before I have to replace it.
You know what needs to come out?
What's up?
A cartridge-based PSP.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go backwards in time.
Or at least a card-based PSP. A PSP is based on like a card.
How about a download-only PSP, Brian?
No, that's not a good idea.
Oh, wait! Don't!
Hey, you know, speaking of PSP...
POSP.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of PSP, I saw somebody suggest, well, some other quick news was that Street Fighter 4 is going to come out for the iPhone, which is really bizarre.
Why?
Really bizarre. But and so people suggested, obviously, that maybe it should come out for the PSP too. So, I mean, is it just inevitable and probably sooner than later that, like, major games like that are just going to, like, the release is going to be for 360, PS3, and your phone, like, on release day? Like, you know, phone, like, mobile, the mobile version is just going to be kind of like, you know, it's just one of, like, one of the expected versions.
I hope not.
Although I could totally see that happening. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the whole problem is platform, right? I mean, at least some of the gaming systems are similar in platform. We can talk about end technology and controllers and whatnot. But, I mean, basically it's just remapping controls and doing a few ports. But, I mean, as far as, say, an iPhone, I mean, that's a completely different set of controls. It's a completely different platform. Yeah. So,
was it really turn-based?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and how powerful is the iPhone? Is it as powerful as the PSP? I have to say, it's not.
No,
is it as powerful as the DS?
I don't know. I'm not even going to say DS because DS is a Nintendo 64.
I really don't know. I mean,
I'm certain it's apples and oranges. It's what the ARM processor, and that's different, of course, than the Intel processor. The Nintendo 64. So,
you know, the PSP would be great, but my only two gripes are one, hey, I'm on lunch break. Let me play a game. Great, it's loading. And two, can I just turn the damn thing off? You know, that sucks with your battery. I got this thing sitting over here, and I got to recharge. If I don't play this thing for a week, I've got to recharge again before I can play it. Can I just turn it off? I don't need to put it on hold. I'm turning it off. Please, let me just pick it up and play it without. Oh, crap, where's the cord?
Crap, where's the cord?
Yes. Okay, so and to sum up the roundup this week, I'll mention one piece that actually is in our notes. But so Microsoft announced today it is working on beta integration for Facebook and MySpace integration to Outlook.
What's MySpace?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's this thing with fans and ads.
So who knows what that means, or we're all in a little tail, but they're excited about it, so go them. But as we mentioned last week, Google has come out with its new social networking experiment. It's calling Buzz, and apparently it totally farked it up, sort of.
It works.
Yeah.
It's just not very good.
It works, but everyone on your contact list is now your friend and following you.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah, apparently there have been some issues as far as security goes, I think, or people have been concerned about information integrity. So,
So, say someone's old ex-girlfriend is now following them and stalking them, or boyfriend, you know, as Playboy feels. Oh, hey, how about a job you apply to? Well, now they know what you're doing all the time. And you know what? It wasn't a job. It was a phishing scam. And now they're sending you even more crap.
You sound like you're talking from experience, Rob.
I'm just – every – well, job hunting for a year, you get all these phishing scams. And you're just like, oh, my God, why did I fall for this one? But I'm just like, I'm just seeing all the negative and not the positive for Buzz.
How often do you get it? How often do you get a suggestion or a request that you sell insurance?
It's not. Well, I get the insurance two or three times a day. I get Viagra. Today I got three free laptops. Reply here. Some of it's insulting. I mean, the Viagra. I'm only 31. Jeez.
Don't take Viagra if you don't need it.
Exactly.
Heads up. Just letting you know.
Yeah, weight loss,
so to speak.
You've heard.
Yes.
Sometimes I get a treat and insult. Overweight, losing your hair, need Viagra? It's like, who's sending these? Mr. Meanystein?
Yeah. So apparently Google's working to fix its issues. But I think as we sort of said next week, or last week, it was sort of like, why? But anyway, okay. So there you go. Anything else? Did I miss something?
Any other exciting news? Twitter.
You know, it's sort of for sale.
Well,
yeah, just buy Twitter. You bought YouTube, just buy Twitter. Don't try to make a clone. You're not going to surpass it.
Well,
buy it.
No, what do you mean surpass it? It's already bigger than Twitter.
Yeah.
Google Buzz has more users now than Twitter.
Yeah,
sort
by
of de
default.
Facto. By default.
Yeah, by default.
Yeah, by brute force.
And people still don't want to use it. That's the difference. I mean, they did Google Video. You know what? Let's just buy YouTube. How could it?
Right. Yeah, the very idea. It's just the idea that, you know what? I don't want my email to be a social experience.
Yeah.
Just like my real mail. I don't like, you know, open my mail and post it like on my front door for everybody to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I've not, Brian. Yeah, I've
got to stop doing that.
Brian, I've known you for 10 years. Do you really need to see my receipt from a bill? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
I mean, kinda.
Yeah, my bank statements. You want to look over my bank statements?
Like, what are you ordering? Shh, don't look at that.
Yeah, what is the service that you associate a credit card with it and tells you what you buy? That's the I don't get that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's new.
Okay. Well, this has been New Soundwave, episode 18, because, you know, we're legal. Join us next
and
week
sexy.
When we try to. Yes. Bikini.
It's almost I can back that up. Guys.
We can single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Woo! So join us next week when we try to figure out what's worse, an angry ender or an angry badger.
Emotions lying. We can't be fine. Disabled. Wrong. Unoffendable. Wrong.